You're listening to media from University Lutheran Church and Student Center. We are a multi-generational, Jesus-centered community of scripture, faith, and grace located in Tallahassee, Florida, on the campus of Florida State University. To learn more and to get connected to other resources, please visit universitylutheranchurch.org. We hope that the next few moments are a time when God speaks into your life by the power of His Holy Spirit about His Son, Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Three in One who has come in order to be the righteousness that we lack. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, so I think all of us probably remember that era that of COVID, yeah, that era of the outbreak and all of those things. It's hard to imagine that it was only about 4 years ago that all of that was happening. And during that time, we as a culture, as a nation, we got very concerned with things like cleanliness and hygiene. We put masks over our face. We made sure that maybe we took off our shoes when we entered our apartment or our home because we were afraid that that might contaminate our home. We maybe even kind of wiped down our groceries when we brought them back from the store. And we definitely remember during that time hearing about how long we were supposed to wash our hands. You know, there are all sorts of things, wash your hands for long enough to sing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star or say the Lord's Prayer or something like that. There was all of that we're really sort of conscious of our hygiene. And there was kind of that sense of like, okay, if I don't do these things, that there might be some defiling that's going on. And we were very concerned about other people defiling us. We were concerned maybe sometimes about us defiling other people. We just didn't want that to happen. And because of that, we made sure that we were keeping clean, that we were keeping 6 feet away and all of the things that we needed to do during that season as we tried to grapple with this strange disease that we didn't quite know how it worked. And so, sometimes maybe we went overboard, but we did that because we didn't want anybody to get sick. We certainly didn't want anyone to die. And that was the whole idea with, that we could be defiled from within and other people could be defiled. Well, that's something to kind of keep in mind as you are looking at this gospel text. At this gospel text, which is a continuance of the thing that we read last Sunday, where the Pharisees are kind of a little bit grossed out by Jesus' disciples. They see that Jesus' disciples are going in and they're eating without having washed their hands first. And, you can kind of get that. You're kind of like, oh, that's a little gross. And kind of understanding as well, at the time when you would sit down at a table and eat with people, there weren't like tongs and things like that, normally speaking, that you were grabbing a lot of stuff with your hands. And so not only were you going to be defiling yourself, but you might be defiling other people. And they were a little bit grossed out by that. And they also were kind of like, well, this is a tradition that means something to us religiously. So it wasn't just sort of the hygiene of the whole thing, but it was also kind of a religious practice. It was, sort of like somebody who would come to this church every Sunday, and yet they would say, you know what, I make sure that I'm always late because I don't ever want to confess my sins. Because I don't need that, thank you very much. I don't sin very much or at all, and so I don't need that. I'll just come for the other stuff. In fact, when I was a kid, I used to think that there was a sweet spot in the divine service. I thought the sweet spot in the divine service was when you showed up just late enough that you missed out on confession, but you still got absolution. You didn't have to say, I'm sorry for doing all of this stuff, but the pastor then still said, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. I thought that was the perfect place to be. I don't think that anymore, to be clear. But there was kind of that vibe where, you know, it's also that. If we knew somebody who said, you know, something like that, we would go, I don't quite trust you spiritually if you don't think that there's something wrong there. And so there's all of this kind of stuff that's going on in the background. And it's all starting from that Deuteronomy reading. So that Deuteronomy reading that we started off with, where God gives his law to his people and he says, go and do this stuff. Because when you do this stuff, life is going to be better. Life is going to be good. And, you know, God, through Moses, even tells the people of Israel, when you start to behave in this way, when you start to follow my laws, other people are going to look and they're going to see your discipline. They're going to see how well you follow these things. And they're going to go, wow, aren't they so cool? They've got life kind of figured out. Now, we kind of see that. We see that in our own way, in our own media. You know, maybe you listen to some kind of podcast where it kind of tells you how to live your life. There's a few kind of big podcasts out there that kind of tell you how to live your life. You know, there's that one that's all about stoicism, where you know, you can live a stoic life, and as you live a stoic life and go through all of the different disciplines of that life, you're going to live a better life. And people look at people that follow that, and they go, wow, you've got some really good rules for life. And as you've got those really good rules for life, I'm going to try to follow those rules. Or if you're more of a TikToker, Maybe you are kind of obsessed with whatever makes you mindful and demure, and you know you're just kind of going through life, and you're like, I'm going to do this thing very mindful, very demure, and that's just kind of who I'm going to be, because you recognize that those things that are mindful, those things that are demure, are things that are going to bring happiness and joy into your life. And so there's an element of this that we understand. We understand that there is stuff that is on the outside that we can take in, that we can say, these are things that are helpful to me. We also recognize that there is a whole bunch of other junk out there that we can take into our lives that, well, is sort of the spiritual equivalent of Flamin' Hot Cheetos. You know, they sort of taste good at the beginning. After that, maybe not so much. They stain your skin and your mouth. You know, you eat them too much, bad things are going to happen. And definitely, when you get to that time, you're going to recognize that there is defilement that is coming out of you. Well, there are those things in our culture. Yeah, there are those things in our culture. There's definitely those things on our streaming services. There's definitely those things that are on our internet browsers. There are definitely those things that when we take them in, we kind of go, oh, you know, I feel a little bit icky. I feel a little bit defiled. You know, I just watched somebody have incest on HBO. How is that good? In terms of our internet searches, goodness gracious. You know, and we look at that and we go, oh, well, if I could just, you know, if we as a culture, maybe, if we could just push away from that, you say, well, then we wouldn't be so bad. But the problem is that you recognize that a lot of those things didn't just, you know, sort of jump out at you and you know, you said, oh, my goodness, I'm so surprised that this is there. Instead, a lot of those things, you had to go into the search bar of your browser and type in, I'm looking for this. So you recognize that the defilement that you recognize that's outside in the world, well, yeah, basic capitalism, right? The defilement that's outside in the world is there because of the defilement that is inside of us. And that's what Jesus is pointing out here. That the problem isn't necessarily the media that exists somewhere out there. But the problem is the brokenness that is inside of us. And that brokenness goes out and seeks things to consume that keep us in that broken state. So there's some tension here. Because we recognize that there's good things on the outside, recognize that there's bad things on the outside, but then we start to recognize that there's bad stuff inside of us. And it's a whole lot easier for us to only look at the external. And that was the problem with the Pharisees. They were only looking at what was on the outside. And when you only look at what's on the outside, then you start to get into this situation where you maybe start to blame other things that are around you. Maybe start to blame the fact that there are those websites or that there are those kind of media programs out there that are kind of defiled. Maybe you start to blame that, you would have a healthier family and marriage life if your spouse was just a little bit better person. It is all about them and it's not about you. Maybe you think that the world would be a much better place if your candidate were to be elected because, well, it's not about how you are living your life in the world. It's about the external things that are around you. There's all of those things that we can get into some pretty tricky spots if we start to think only about the things that are outside of us. Which means that we're left with the things that are inside of us, which is also not fun. Because Jesus just told us that the problem is us. And so while we can't look outside and blame all of those things, we can always look inside and find something to blame here. And we don't like that. Because that means that at some point that we finally get to this place where we go, well, if I'm just going to be bad, if everything about me is defiled, then I might as well just live into that. Which I think is where this reading from Ephesians comes in to be helpful. This reading from Ephesians comes in to be helpful because it has this metaphor that Paul is using at the end of this letter as he's talking to the Ephesians about what living a Christian life is supposed to be about. There's this extended metaphor that Paul goes into, and I think probably every sermon that I have ever heard about Ephesians 6, and probably every sermon that I've probably ever preached about Ephesians 6, you just kind of walk through each one of those things, and you kind of, you break up the metaphor, and you talk about, okay, this is what the breastplate is, and this is what the helmet is, and this is what the sword is, and all of that. But if you think about just the simple idea that what Paul is talking about here is armor, I think it starts to work a little bit with this gospel reading. Because armor is this weird thing. Armor is stuff that you put on the outside of your body. So it is external. It's external stuff that you put on your body. If you eat your armor, that's not good. Also, if you're in some sort of sci-fi universe and your armor becomes a part of your body, that's also not good. Because the purpose of armor is that armor is supposed to be able to take a beating when you don't. That's what armor is for. Armor is there in order to be this thing that is outside of you and stays outside of you. Because what's inside of the armor is weak and frail and even defiled. But if you've got armor on, then you're going to be stronger. Not because of you, but because of the armor. And so, as you start to think that way, then you start to think, okay, well, who is Jesus for me? Well, Jesus is my armor. Jesus is this undefiled person, this undefiled Son of God who lays himself on top of me, who lays himself over my body so that I can be safe, so that my defilement won't show, so that when I am beaten by sin, that he is going to take those marks. He is going to be the one who receives the slashes from sin. And as he does so, I'm not going to feel that, because I'm going to be protected behind the armor, because the armor is outside of me, because the armor is my righteousness. Because the armor is the thing that is important. The armor is the thing that keeps me whole, that makes me whole. That is who Jesus is for us. He is our armor. He makes us strong when we're not strong. He gives us protection when we are vulnerable. He hides our defilement behind himself, and he gives us someplace where we can stand. And so, as you go out into this world, know that there are things out there that are going to feed that defilement that lives inside of you. And where possible, do your best to resist those things, because you don't want to feed that defilement. But know that also you have armor in the person of Jesus, who has laid himself in the shape of a cross over you so that he can protect you and so that he can make you whole. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this media from University Lutheran Church and Student Center. To learn more and to get connected to other resources, please visit universitylutheranchurch.org. If you would like to financially support more media from University Lutheran, please visit our website and click the Give Now button, which will enable you to engage in the Christian discipline of giving tithes and offerings to God through His church. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift up his face upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.